بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب تحريم الظلم والأمر برد المظالم. This chapter is on the prohibition of oppression, zulm, and the command to return the object or the possession that one had usurped. If somebody had taken something from a person, then he has to give back that object, the possession, back to the person who was oppressed. Or it is to recompense wherever oppression was perpetrated. So what is zulm? Zulm is وَضْءُ الشَّيْءِ فِي غَيْرِ مَحَلِّهِ, to place something in its incorrect place. This is the original meaning of zulm. So if you take somebody's possession, you got to give it back to him, return it to him. You cannot usurp it. You cannot put it in some other place. So generally the meaning of zulm is to give back to the rightful owner his possession, not to abuse it, not to take it away from him, his right, what is due to him, not to deprive him of that right, not to harm him in any way. Allah Ta'ala says, مَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ حَمِيمٍ وَلَا شَفِيعٍ يُطَاعٍ, that the zalimeen, the oppressors, they will have no hamim. Hamim means friend. They will have no friend, nor any person to intercede on their behalf on the day of Qiyamah. So they will have, the oppressors will have no friend or intercessor who will be obeyed. In other words, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the zalim, he will have nobody to assist him on the day of Qiyamah. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ نَصِيرٍ. Another verse, Allah Ta'ala says the same, that the unjust will have no helper. Perhaps in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may give a person or not take a zalim to task, but on the day of Qiyamah, there is no escape for him whatsoever. Ulama have mentioned that from all the sins, zulm is one of the worst sins ever a person can commit. Because you are making zulm on a person, you are oppressing a person, generally it is a person who's got some type of power and authority over a person who is weak. He's got no recourse. He doesn't have the strength. He does not have the ability to stand up for his rights. He keeps quiet. He's silent. He has to be moved sometime. He's removed from his home. He's removed from his workplace. He's removed from his town. So a zalim is one who is throwing his weight around. He's oppressing. He's harming. He's causing takleef to a person. وعن جابر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اتقوا الظلمة. النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, he warned us that beware of oppression. فَإِنَّ الظُّلْمَ ظُلُمَاتٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, because ظلم, oppression, will be a cause of darknesses on the day of Qiyamah. We know on the day of Qiyamah a person requires light. Allah Ta'ala talks about in Surah Hadid, يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ. On the day of Qiyamah, a believer will have light in front of him on his sides, guiding him in the darkness of Qiyamah. A zalim will have no light whatsoever. فَإِنَّ ظُلْمَ ظُلُمَاتٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, by oppressing, oppression will be the cause of darknesses, or it will be the cause of severity. A person will be in great difficulty on the day of Qiyamah, on account of zulm that he did in this world. وَاتَّقُوا الشُّحَّ, Rasul says, beware of miserliness. Don't be stingy. فَإِنَّ الشُّحَّ أَهْلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ, because stinginess was the cause of the destruction of many people before you. It destroyed the people before you. What did it do? حَمَلَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ سَفَكُوا دِمَاءَهُمْ, it spurred them on to spill their own blood. In other words, because of stinginess, it destroyed the people. How? It prompted them to shed blood. A person was stingy. He did not share his possessions. So other person then now began to quarrel with him. Or sometimes the person may have stolen the item that he required. This caused bloodshed. And wastahallu maharimahum, and it caused them to make halal that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made haram. So miserliness, stinginess is in the word that is used in this hadith is shuh. Allah Ta'ala talks about shuh in the Quran. وَمَن يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, the person who is protected from stinginess, then these people are successful. Ulama have said that the word shuh is more severe than the word bukhal. Normally in Arabic, the word bakhil, bakhil means a miser, a kanjus. But shuh, shuhi, is even more than just being a bakhil. Why? Because shuh means a person is stingy with also, he has got greed. So he's stingy and he's greedy. Simple example. You've got 10 apples. Even if you are going to eat 9 apples, for example, one apple you could spare. But a greedy person, a person who is a miser, he will not even share that one apple. He will take all the 10 apples for himself. He might only eat one. He won't even eat the remaining apples. But he will keep it for himself because he's greedy and he doesn't want any person to share in his food or in whatever he has. May Allah protect us from zulam. May Allah protect us from being stingy. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لتؤدن الحقوق إلى أهلها يوم القيامة حتى يقاد للشاة الجلحاء من الشاة القرناء رواه مسلم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that on the day of Qiyamah you will most definitely give back the rights to its rightful people. Those who were due, those who were rightful owners of whatever was due to them. In the world you got away, you do not give them. But on the day of Qiyamah, you will have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give back all those rights. And remember, on the day of Qiyamah, it is not material possessions that you have give back. You have to give back in sawab. You have to give back in blessings and reward. So all your rewards will be given away. Rasulullah SAW says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have such equity on the day of Qiyamah, such justice, that a goat without a horn in this world will now take revenge from a goat with a horn that butted it in this world. Of course, they are not mukallaf, they don't have to follow any sharia. The purpose of this is to show the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That on the day of Qiyamah, those who oppress people in this world, when they will see that a goat will be brought, a hornless goat, and now it will take revenge from a goat that had a horn in this world, and in this world, this goat with the horn butted the other goat that was defenseless, it didn't have a horn to protect itself. Now when this will be shown to the people on the day of Qiyamah, that see, a goat that didn't have a horn, a hornless goat, is now taking revenge from a goat that had a horn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show the people that they will realize that how just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be on the day of Qiyamah. Allah is never unjust. Allah ta'ala talks about this in the Quran, throughout the Quran, that Allah never oppresses any person. Even to the equivalent of a mustard seed in weight or size, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely fair. Allah wants us to be just. So in this world, while we have the life, we have the opportunity, let us make sure we don't make zulam upon any person. If we have done so, then the command is, وَالْأَمْرُ بِرَدِّ الْمَظَالِمِ. Whatever we have taken away, we go back and give it to the person who is due. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ.